שם פינגלן, פלילי נשמאס, מורן, אברהם יעקב, רמי זן ולקויים, נשמאס רב נסנו בן רב זלמן פינכס הקויים, ונשמאס רב ישוע חיים ברמות חצבי הלוי, ונשמאס רב דוד ברמי שגרוסמן, כולם זכיינם לברוכה. Wir hören die Mischne, aber im Dach bei Gimel und Medalef, wir hören die Mischne, Ba'abob, Rokim, Ba'ashone, Ha'meiche, Ba'ima, Lachaberoi, Zorich, Lohigdiyoi, Imo, Mochalti, Lishchait, Biki, Mochalti, Lishchait. Look the Gemara, Im Lohigdiyoi, but if he did not, the Meiche did not inform the Lekeach, So if he didn't tell him anything, so it seems he did not sell Imoy. So Mamela, he's permitted to share, and there's no problem whatsoever. The Ram brings down a machlekes, b'shal yemei sashone. So the Ramban says, b'shal yemei sashone, Ein Amecha Tzarech Lohidiyya. The Amecha is not Mechuyev to tell him, because who says that he wants to Shechta today? Who says that the previous Lekeach is going to Shechta today? But the Ramban says, Miyu Alekeach Tzarech Lisho. The Lekeach has to ask the Amecha. That's the Shitas HaRamban. But the Ram says, אבל אחרים כוסבו שאין אי צורך לישל. בשעה ימי שעשונם, there is no חייב בכלל to ask. בשם דאיקה סווייקה טובה, there are many סווייקס, שם או אין לו אין. Maybe בכלל it doesn't have a name. וזו, ואם תמצא לו אם יש לו ומוכו, Shema leilakha l'shchite. Maybe the lekech did not purchase it at all l'shchite. V'im timsa leim l'shchite, Shema mikan batzori yomim. V'lezeh adat, epshe shemeicha sheideh shemocha tzorich leidiyo yav bisha yomay sashone, kedai shle yikosh lekech al yodoy. L'shim leihidiyo leihave mekachtoy. So he says, B'shah Yemais HaShone, there's no chiyuv whatsoever on the Lekeach to ask, because there are many sveikas to take into consideration. Who says Bechlal is a name? Who says if it was sold today that the Moichab, the Lekeach Yishin has an intention to shecht it? And Afilu, he has an intention to shecht it. Who says that he has intention to shecht it today? He says, by the Dalit Prokim, if it's sold, if the Meicher knows that it was sold today, so the Meicher knows everything. Some of the first Lekech wants to shecht it, the second Lekech wants to shecht it, then there's a chiyuv on the Meicher to be Meidiyim. Shaya Meisa Shonim, the Ram says, Lekech is not Mechuyiv to ask, and he's not Mechuyiv to declare that there is a Shaila whatsoever. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai, Rabbi Yehuda said that if both were purchased the same day, so then the Meicha has to be Medea. Bizman shein le'revach, avo yesh le'revach, if one was purchased a day earlier, so it's possible that the Lekech Rishon shechted it a day earlier, ain't tzorech le'hidiyoy, doesn't have to be Medea, I don't have to declare, I do not have to declare that, that both will be geshochten the same day. Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah continues and says, B'moicha esayim lechosam, esabas lekale, even though they were sold on two different days, but he realizes that the purpose of the kinyan was to shecht it for the chasane, so he realizes that it'll both be geshochten the same day. Shetzoich leidi, I bidu sheshneim shechtim b'yoyim echot. Why did Rabbi Yehuda specify that the aim was sold to the Chosen And the bas was sold to the caliph. He should have said if he sold one to the chosn and one to the caliph. So we have to realize that they'll both be oymid lishochet the same day. So you have to be maidia. But why does he mention that the chosn sad bought the aim and the caliph sad bought the bas? Is milsa gavulche kemash malom. That in the shtatvis, it seems in the sudas achasen, they both were mishtatev, but the chosen contributed a greater chelik than the kala, some amela, so therefore, the shteger is that the chosen bought the aim and the kala bought the bas. The Rashi, Lomele Lemisne Saim Lachosan, Disney Bemoicha Zu Lachosan, Bezu Lakala, O Mai Piske de Nokat Lachosan, Aim O Lakalabas, the Mitrach Beichasna, the Lassa is Suda, he's Tereach, and he makes Tfei Kalosa, he contributes more to the Suda than the Kala. We head further in the Mishneh, that we can force the tabach to shecht the behemoth, afilu sher shove elef dinrim, ve'ein lo lekeach ela dinner. He purchased a dinner of boso. It's kaifen oisei lishchait. We can force the lekeach, can force the moicher to shecht the behemoth. It was purchased with an intent to have basar today for yontif. So even though the moicher will have a tremendous hepsit, but this was the intent of the mekach. He's purchasing meat to be used today. So therefore he has to shecht it. And then the Mishnah says also, since the Lekeach was Koinem, the dinner's worth of Bosar, he may Lekeach, if the Behemah died, so the Lekeach can mon back his money, because he was already Koinem the Bosar. Now, so the Hefsid of the dinner Bosar goes on the Lekeach, and the Mishnah continues, this is Davke Babo Prokim. Avo Bishah Yemaisa Shana Eine Kain, Lepikach Imeis Meis Lamoicha. Shah Yemaisa Shana, he's not Koine. So Memele, so the Lekech can have Charote. So let us see the Gemara further. Babo Prokim Eilu, Boholoi Moshach. So first, the Gemara Estakash and the Reisha. The Reisha says that he was Koinem, that Lekech was Koinem, Boso that's worth a dinner. So therefore, he can now force the Lekech, the Moicha to Shech the Behemoth. Also, if it dies, there's a Hepsit on the Lekech. So the Gemara asks, Boholim Moshech, Bechlau, there was no Kinyin Meshiche. So Mela, both of these Alochis don't apply. He never was Koinem, Boso, for a dinner, if there was no Meshiche. And number two, if it died, so the Lekech should never have said. Omar Abuna Marav Kshemoshach. No, speaking about that he made a Mais Meshiche on the Behemoth. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Eimo Seife. So let us see the Seife. Avo Bishar Yemoisa Shone Eine Kein. But this is Davke by the Dalet Prokim. The rest of the year, it's not like this, and therefore, he mays lemoicha, like the Gemara of Moshach. So here the kasha is, we have two halachas. One halacha is that the lekeach can force the moicha to shech. So this halacha only applies by the Dalet Prokim, because I need the meat today. So Mamela understood I was koine the meat I was kind of with a dinner buster that I should have buster. So my mele, that's, and I was kind of with Mashiach. Shaya Maisa Shone, so there's no such umdina that you need the meat today. And it was sold for you to have the meat today. So mele, the first halacha that it says in the Mishnah, that he can't force him to shecht, Shaya Maisa Shone, I feel like speaking about it was Moshe. It's also good. Good, you are Moshe. You kind of, a buster for dinner, but who says I have to shechta today? Who said I have to shechta today? What is machayev me to shechta today? There's no mutual understanding that I have to shechta today. So that is no kasha. The kasha is from the sefer. It says also imeis meis lamoicha, that if the behemoth died, so here the moicha has the hefset. Now here there's a kasha ready. If it is speaking about that the lekeach was meishech, so lemaise, this basar that's worth a dinner belongs to the lekeach. So if the behemoth died, so he has to have the loss. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's lepikach he meis lemoicha. That's the kasha. That he meis lemoicha v'hamoshach. If he was meishech, why is it meis lemoicha? Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Lo'ilam Sheloi Moshach. It is speaking about Sheloi Moshach. The Lekech personally was not Moshach. Uchigoyin Shezikaloi Ayedei Acha. But someone was Moshach for him. Al Telocha of Zochin La'odom Sheloi Befonach. So someone was Zoicha, was Moshach the Behemoth for this Lekech. Is Baba Prokim Eilu Dischusulaim. Baba Prokim is a schus to purchase meat. Everyone needs meat and this is mam. So it's a schus. Is Ochin Lodom Shalai Befonov. So with the Meshiche of the Zeiche, so the Lekeach was Zeiche and the meat, even though he didn't make him a Shliach. But there's an Ansadi that it's Niche for the Lekeach to, it's niche for the lekeach to purchase the meat. So it was zeiche the meat. So memele, that's b'shaya meisashon. So memele, we have here as follows, it was zeiche the meat. And memele, the moicher is mechuyiv to shechta that day, because there's an ansadi that the meat was purchased to be used that day. Also, if the behemoth died, even though now it comes out there was a chayit, but that's irrelevant. You look at the Iker Maise Zechiyah. The Iker Maise Zechiyah is a schus to acquire meat Erev Yontev. So it's a schus. So it was finished. It was Eichet already. Now the Maise came out that the Behemah died. So remember, that's Tafalin. But already the Chalois Kinyan was Chal through the Mashiach of the Zeichet. That is, ba'arba prokim. But, b'shayim ma'is ha'shonem, so who says it's a schus to acquire meat? You have to pay for it. It's ma'isres. It's not such a schus. The chayvuloi is ein chavim lodom sheloi befon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, shezikaloi al yedei acher, המויכה הזה מוסר את אשר לאודם אחר שלא בפני הלקייך. ואומר להסחי בשר זה לפלוני לישלוי בדין הבוסר פקרת המויכה תלצמה תביזי חפוד הלקייך. And so the schus eloi מסיר זו schus eloi לישגי לי ולי בוסר. He needs meat. So Mamela, if he needs meat, so it's a schus to acquire meat. So we see from here, God, and to Santa Zach, that the loch of Zochen Lodom Shloi Befonov is not only by a matone, it's by Mekech and Memkaro. So even though the Lekeach, through this schia, is Mechuyev to pay for the meat, he's not giving matones over here. But I'll kapon him, but the whole Asik is a schus. It's a schus to acquire meat, even though you have to pay for it. You don't get meat for free. So it's called aschus, and therefore the lekech was eicher. But b'shaya ma'isa shana chay v'loy lahaytzi yaitzois efsedloy. If there's no need to eat meat b'shaya ma'isa shana, so then you take into consideration. So this is an investment that's not a necessary investment. So it's not a schus to buy meat in the middle of the year. Why does he need meat in the middle of the year? So hefset ulay. So this whole acquisition is a hefset, since he has to pay for it. In chavin loy, they know them nasa shliach lachaveiroi shaloi midatoi lapsidoi. That will become a shliach for him to be mafset him. Avol lahavichoi. Anan Sadi that he wants him to be a shliach, fichach zochin ve'ein chovim. Now, I'd just like to mention, when the Ritas Loshen of Rashi, I mean, we are speaking about zchiyeh, zochin la'odom shaloi befonok, ein chovin loy dein odom nase shliach lachaveiroi shaloi midaitoi lafsidoi. See, Rashi mentions shliches. He does not become a shliach shaloi midaitoi lafsidoi. So it seems from Rashi that ve'etzem the gather of shchiya is as an ansadi that he would have made him a shliach. Avol avichai an ansadi din nichelei that he should be a shliach. Because Rashi in other places says it clearly that's together. Anan Sadi Kilo, he made him a shliach. That is the Lechere, that's me, Ishita's Rashi, that the gather of Zochen Lodom is the gather Anan Sadi Kilo was so a shliach. So that's one mahalach in the Gemara. The difference between, it is speaking about that there was a ma'isa meshiche, someone was zoiche the behemah for the lekeach, and ba'abov rokim it's a schus, so the ma'isa he's koine the bosa. B'shai ma'isa shon, it's not a schus. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza, Omer, Omer, Rabbi Yechinim, Ba'abo, Parokim, Eilu, Amidu, Chachomim, Debrahim, Ardin, Tayr. Rabbi Yechinim says that he's speaking about that he wasn't Moshech. It's speaking about the Lekeach gave money for the Behemoth. Now, B'chol Yemosh HaShoneh, the din is mois einam koines. With the rabbono, abo prokim hemidu chachomim divrei mardin teire, and they said that mois are koine. The amar rabbi yechanim, devar teire mois koines. Mi keradin, polekeach gives money for metaltalim, so he acquires the metaltalim with his mois. Umatam omru mishicha koine. What is the reason they said that mois are not koine? Lekech has to be moishech. Zeire shemayimolo nisrefu chitecho ba'ali. So first let's see Rashi, and then we'll try to elaborate a little on this Gemara. Al din teire shekoine loy moiso v'loy mishicha. So it is speaking about that the Lekeach gave money to the Moicha, and Baba Prokim Moisa Koine, and Shaya Moisa Shone, Moisa not Koine. Dvar Teire Mois Koine, Mikimen Shenosan Mois Le Moicha. If Lekeach gave money from Metaltalem to a Moicha, in Echad Mem Yochel Lachze, and what is the Mekir that Mois Koine? So Rashi Sita is the Gemrine Mehegdish. We learn out from Pidyon Hegdish, your Poydim Metaltalim, person was magdish metaltum, he can be paid it from the gizbo with kesef. It says v'nosan akesef v'kamloi, and it belongs to him. So you see, one can acquire the metaltalim from hegdish through kesef. So what's the difference between hegdish and chulin? So we see there's such a concept of kinyan kesef. Umatam omru mishicha koine. That means if we will be mamid the din the whole year on din Torah, we'll say if a lekeach purchased metaltalim, and we'll say the metaltalim belong to the lekeach, which is taka true mina Torah. Is mishenos an mois, we'll say now belongs to the lekeach, and it's lekeach's bein l'schus bein l'choyde. So what will be in Misrami Dleiko Bebeis HaMoicha Shepei Rishon? What will be if there will be a fire in the house of the Moicha? Is Leitorach La'atzulinu. So the Moicha will not be matriach to be matzulet. What does he care? He sold, let's say, a whole storehouse of Tua, which is metaltalim. He sold it. Now there's a fire, so why should he be matrich himself? It's not his, it's sold already. So come out, a moicha de kehefset to the lekeach, and the moicha will say, well, I mean, he'll be matrich himself. Oh, I'm not machuyiv to, it's not my tvu, I'm not machuyiv to be matrichalist tvu. And it'll come out, moicha de kehefset, if we will be mamid, the halach al din teire. But normally a Moshech brings it to his house, so this kilka will never occur. So therefore, in order to prevent a hefset to the lekeach, that means if we'll be mami the din al din teira, the lekeach is olo to have hefsedim, so Chazal said the kesef is not koine, so the lekeach can be chayza. So that means, when there's a fire, the tzvu will start burning, so the moicha will think twice. He says, I'll let it burn, it's my tzvu, the lekech will be chayza. Mois einam kainish. So therefore, by doing this, we prevented hefsedim to the lekech. I'd just like to mention two ha'olas. Ha'ola number one, is a ha'ola from Rabbi Kivegia. The Kivegia says the whole reason they said mois einam koines because they were afraid the moicha will not be matzel the tvur. The moicha will not be matzel the tvur. The Gemara in Azov brings down a case where if the moicha will be afraid, he won't let the tvur burn. So then the Gemara says, then mois attack a koine. The whole thing was only to prevent a hefset to lekeach. The kevega amirde kekasha, he had nothing to be afraid of. He bought a bosel sheldina. The behemoth belongs to the moicha. If something's going to happen to the behemoth, the moicha is going to be the first one that's going to be matzalit. So this is Rabbi Kevega's akasha. Rabbi Kevega asks, So why over here the Gemara says, "Hey, midu devrei malden toyin." This is davke balba prokim abashaya moisa shone moisainim koines. The moisha zicha be koine because the gzeira doesn't apply over here. So that's Rabbi Kevega's akash. Other poskim say here they said a loyplug. Not every case did they look if there'll be a hefsid, or they won't be a hefsid. Here they said, like, look, and they said, moi, seinam kainis, normally, except in the Dalit talk. It's one nekuda. A second nekuda, why were they midu devrayim? Why was it himidu devrayim? By the Abba Prokim, here they said the Mois is Kaine. No, here the Mois can have Charata. So here the Meiri says, als the covered Yontif. That means, the Mois will be able to have Charata, so it can be very, the lekeach will buy meat. He thinks he's taken care of. He has his meat for yontif, and then the meichel will be chayzer and nebuch. There'll be the people will not have a simcha de yontif. In order to assure if someone purchased meat, he should have the meat for yontif. So that's why here he midu divrei, because this is a tzeirich yontif, and they wanted to make sure that if he purchased it, he should be able to receive this meat. That is why he midu divrei. Look the Mishnah weiter. Yom echad ha'omer ba'isei bezbenei. It says, ba'isei bezbenei le'sishchitu b'yom echad. What does yom echad mean? Hayom hoylech acha halayla. That means that the yom starts with the night and ends with the day. Ezu doresh Rav Shimon ben Zayme. This is a drash of Rav Shimon ben Zayme. Nema b'maisa bereishis yom echad. Nema boisei bez benoi yom echad. Ma yom echad homo b'maisa bereishis hayom hoylech acha halayla. So the yom echad is the night plus the day. Af yom echad ha'omo b'yisei bez benoi hayom hoylech acha halayla. So that means if the mother was geshochten that night, you can't check the ben by day. Let us see what Rashi says. Hayom hoylech acha halayla shim shochat mishech ha'sheicha. Hayom hoylech acha halayla shochat ha'aim. Mishech Sheikha, the Shech the day Mishech Sheikha, La Yishchay Tabas, Kala Laila. Kala Yim Amochos. Abu Shocha Taim Bayoim. What if he Shech the day Bayoim? Sheikh Tabas Balaila. They na Laila Oile Chacha Yim. That's a new day already. Ezu Dorash Mishum de Binyona de Kotchim Ksiv Oisiv Ez Benoi. Because the parsha of Oisiv Ez Benoi is in the parsha of Kodshim, and there the Allah is Mamish Leheper, that the Laila Hoylech Achar Hayoim. So one might think that since Oisiv Ez Benoi was written in the parsha of Kodshim, it has the din of Kodshim. It's a Chlamidrash Kedesanya Bigmore. Maisa Bereishis, V'yere V'yivoyker, Bereisha Erev, V'hodo Boyker. Why was it necessary to make this rash? Because the whole parsha is speaking about kochim. Ubekochim, laila hilech acher hayoyim. There the din is that the night is a hemshech of the previous day. Yochel Avzekein. So since this was written in the parsha of Kodshim, so I would think Avzekein. Nemakan Yemechot. Nema Maisa Bereishis Yemechot. Ma Yemechot Oma B'Maisa Bereishis Ayem Oilech Acha Alaylo. Af Yemechot Oma B'Maisa Bez Benoi Ayem Oilech Acha Alaylo. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Lefi Shekol Ha'inyim. Ha'parsha Zois Smucha Lekodshim. Dechsiv ye rotze lekol ben ishe v'samach lo yaisiv ez benoi. So I would think that it has the gedorim of kochim. In big kochim laylo ilachach hayoim. Dechsiv v'yoim karbonoi ye ochel. It should eat, be eaten yoim karboni. The day you makrib it. Lo yiniach mimenu ad boiker. Alma Laila Shalachav Kori Yoim Karbonai. I'm a Yodik Ezach, that the night afterwards is called Yoim Karbonai. And you have to eat it at night. Ada Boiker. So we see by Kochim Laila Hoyle Chacha Hayoim. So I would think by Hoysev Esmeid is also such a loche. So that is why we learn out from the Gzeira Shove, Yem Echad from Maisa Bereishis. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi has a different drash. Yem Echad, Yem HaMiyuchad, Ton Kruz. That there's certain days, the special days, Yem Echad means certain days, You need a cruz. Mikan omru, babo prokim, bashona, hammeche beim lochaveiroi, tzorich lohoidioi. Let us see what Rashi says. Now, where is the cruz merumes in this posseg? So Rashi has two pshotim. Rebbe yoim yoim echod yoim hamiyuchet ton cruz. Yomim miyuchodim yesh bishone. There are special days in the year. Dahainu arbo prokim. Shahamoicher muzer lahachis. The moicher is muzer lahachis. Imo macharti lishchay. Now, where is this merumis in the posse? So Rashi says two pshatim. Pshat number one, kri bei loy sashchitu, that when loy sishchitu was going, that one should not shecht oisoy vez benoy. Loy sashchitu means loy sigroim loli shochit biyomim halolo hi ubeno. That means biyoy loy sishchitu the yomim miyuchodim loisashchitu. You should see that they shouldn't be geshochten. So this is adrash and the moicher. The moicher is mechuyev to see certain days that loisashchitu. What are these days? These are the arba prokim, because these are days that a kilkul can't come about. So the pasuk says in yomim miyuchodim, where there is a kilkul, you should see lois hashchitu. So everything is merumes in the posik. Yemechod means yomim miyuchodim. In lois hashchitu, we say is nichla lois hashchitu. Through you, you should not come about that, oisim is no, you should be geshof. That's one shot. Inami, midersiv yoim echot. The mashme yoim miyuchet. There's a certain day. L'mayachdino ilav lahatin kruz. So, second shot, it seems kruz is not merumis in the posik, but there's a din of a yoim miyuchet in the posik. There are certain yomim miyuchodim. So we say the yomim miyuchodim are coming to tell us that that there's yomim miyuchodim. There's a necessity of a kruz. Hadrin aloch oisei ve'ez benoi. Zog the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, kisei adam noyig ba'oretz ba'chutz l'oretz, b'fnei abayis, b'shaloi b'fnei abayis, b'chulen abaloi b'mikdoshim. It's noyig b'chulen and not b'mikdoshim. Benoyig bechaya ba'oit, b'mezumen u'bishayinei mezumen. It's noyig say, it's mezumen, you mean you have, you possess a oit, or you would sod an oit, no orchaya. Benoyig bekoi, mimnei shu sofik. It's noyig kisi adam bekoi, was it a sofik chaya, men shayt a noyig se biyonta, vim shokte in mechasen es domen. So Rashi, so why does he have to say all these halachas, boros, chutzlos, chayves haguf, mishum deboi lemisli bechun lavoi b'mikdoshim, noked lekulo. B'mikdoshim, chato sa'if, v'oi l'sa'if, there's no koven that's a chaye, so memele, so it means b'chato sa'if v'oi l'sa'if. It's not noi b'mikdoshim. B'mizumen, v'sha'inai mizumen, b'mizumen v'sha'inai mizumen, Mishum the Gabi, why does it mention over here, Mishum the Gabi Shiluach HaKan, it's a Chlemichni Lekamon, by there it says, by Shiluach HaKan, B'she'einei Mezumen, that the whole din of Shiluach HaKan is only B'einei Mezumen, Avaloi B'Mezumen. So Mamelu, that's why he mentions here also, that there it's Tavke, B'einei Mezumen, here's Mezumen, B'einei Mezumen. Mezumen, Oif HaGodol B'Bayis. Neig bekoi goras. Bein shaykh to moise biyontev. Shum dilma boi kisui. Maybe you need kisui. O misveikele mel kalalini yontev im shachta. Zog toisves. Kisi adam neig bechaye u behoi. Lemute behem mekosi. Leiteime she bechlal chaye. You shouldn't say behem bechlal chaye. Legabi kisui. So it's no davka chaye. במזומן ובשעיני מזומן, פרש בקונטרסט, משום שלוח הקן יצריך למסנה. That really, this halacha is not necessary by kisi adam, I mean, mehechi teisi, that there should be a difference, that mizumin should be part of kisi. No, by kisi adam, it says that it's not noigvi mizumin, it's not lakamadein noigal, lebesheini mizumin. The kosher leperusha, so that means, what is Rashi saying? That theoretically, here there's no chiddush, but since by shiluach hakam, it told us it's einei noyeg b'mezumen. Here it says here it is noyeg b'mezumen. Because, but here there's no chiddush whatsoever. Because shel perushei dimkein b'chol ani pilkin havalei lemisnei. Also, I don't need it, but since by shiluach hakam I have this halacha, so that's why it should mention all the mishnayos. Ba'isir es benoy b'gidanosh b'chol aboso. So the Ritva wants to say, it could be, he mentioned the dark over here, because we're speaking about oifis. That means by an oif, we do have such a halacha that applies by oifis. Ilche shiluach hakam is noyik only b'einim mezumim. So by oifis, he's telling me, good, halacha of shiluach hakam is dafke b'einim mezumim. But the oifi of, the halacha of kisi yadam b'oif, that is a fellow b'mizuman also. So he can't ask a kasha from Gidanosh and Isis b'noi. That means he wants to tell us Hilchus Oifis, that even though by Oifis we find there is a special aloche of Einoi Dafk Eine Mizuman, that's in Hilchus Oifis of Shiluach HaKat, not in Kisi Adam. Taisis has a different teretz. V'nira l'forsh titzach l'mishna yohoche mishum d'chsiv Taisus has a beautiful teret, but you need a legufay because the parsha of Kisi Adom is speaking about Seder. There it says Seder, so it's the parsha of Kisi Adom is speaking about, it mentions Einei Mezumen. So I would think that's Likuvay. It's Kamash Malon. Look to Gemara, Mugdoshim my time aloy. Why is our Mugdoshim potter from Kisi Adab? Ilayma mishim da Rab Zaire, doma Rab Zaire, sheikh etzor sheiten ofer lamata va ofer lamayma. Rab Zaire said the aloch of Kisi Adab is it has to be covered, the sandwich between ofer lamata va ofer lamayma. Shenema v'shofach es domoy, V'shofach es domi v'kisohu be'ofel. He should be mechusa completely with ofel. Ofel loynema. If it would have said ofel v'kisohu ofel, so it means an outer coating, I put ofel over the dam. Elo be'ofel, it has to be mechusa be'ofel. That means on both sides it has to be sandwiched with ofel. Melame sha'sheichet So it has to, the mitzvah of kisi has to be in bein melamata bein melamayla. Here you can't make offer lamata. Why? Why can you make offer lamata? Hechilavet. That means there's a din that you have to be Moitzi the dam and kira mizbeach. So the dam has to be a kira mizbeach. So if you need offer lamato, so that would mean you have to put offer first on the kir, and then be moitzi the dam, and then pour offer over the dam. Because you need offer bein milamato, bein milamailo. If he'll go and put offer on the kira mizbeach, and there'll be mevatalit to the mizbeach. So then, if this is considered mizbeach, then it's not a chatzitze, so it's considered that the dam is ala mizbeach, this is the hell of mizbeach. Kamoisif abinyin, uchsif akil biksav, miyad olai, miyad Hashem olai hiskil. Lei levatlei, kohavi chatzitze. If he won't be mevatal, the offer to the mizbeach, so it's a chatzitze. So therefore, by kochim, you can't have kisi adam, because the loch has to be zmechusa milamata milamailo. So that's why kochim is potter from kisi adam. So trashi, ofo lamata, ofo tichuach. Bloy al kalke kosher, it has to be ofo. Riso ofo mashmud leboy ofo elobekisi. The offer mashme kuloi otuf, it's completely surrounded by offer tichur. Vachalei yamshelo says offer lemata ala mizbeach. But because, how will you do it? Levat leila nichesham loilam, kamaisev abinyan, lagbiye, say you're raising the mizbeach here, you're making it thicker, varei kol oirech varoichev, verum abinyan nimsa ledovid apinevim. תרסיב בדברי היום, אם זה קום עלי דובד ושלוי, מהכל בסף בקסף, מיד השם, אולי היסקו, קום עליך סתבניס, אולי היסקו, לא איסי לימי. תאבי חצי צה בין דם למזבח, ונמצא שלוי, נמצא דומוי בקיר המזבח. So the dam was not squeezed out בקיר המזבח, because it's over the dam. The offer is חצי, it's בין הדם למזבח.